Hey, it's Marisa. This is the truth about overnight oats. Somebody got this trend all wrong. Well, not all wrong, but they messed up the only step in the recipe. We shouldn't be soaking our oats overnight in the refrigerator. We should be soaking them with warm water at room temperature, or even warmer. And would you believe that cooking the oats afterwards actually makes them even more nutritious? This is not a food you want to eat raw. Let me break down the basics for you. Our ancestors ate whole grains after soaking them or fermenting them. Over time, they figured out that this was how grains needed to be prepared in order to avoid illness. It was possibly thanks to serendipity that they figured this out back then because there weren't any refrigerators. Food was just left out. But as generations passed and food culture diminished, we've been hastily preparing our grains, and we've even gone as far as thinking they are best uncooked. But this is flat out wrong. Did you know that the oatmeal box back in the day used to say soak overnight in the directions? What happened to that? So all grains contain something called phytic acid, or phytates, in the outer layer or bran. And oats contain more phytates than almost any other grain. So, if this phytic acid is untreated, it will combine with important minerals in our body and block their absorption. I'm talking about calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, and copper. We need these minerals, and our food supply is providing less and less of them because of modern farming methods today. We should take every precaution to protect the minerals that are still available to us. Regular consumption of improperly prepared grains, also legumes and nuts, can lead to mineral deficiencies and leaky gut and irritable bowel syndrome, even bone loss, food allergies, and mental illness. So, what's the proper way to prepare these grains? The process is simple, really. All we need to do is soak the whole grains overnight at room temperature or even warmer. It helps tremendously if you add an acid starter like liquid whey, kefir, yogurt, or even lemon juice. You allow the natural enzymes and other helpful organisms to begin fermenting the grains for 7 hours and up to 24 hours. And this will neutralize a large portion of that phytic acid. Soaking in warm, acidic, or cultured water not only gets rid of these mineral blocking substances, but it also releases all of the vitamins in the grains and encourages more healthy digestion by partially breaking down some of the proteins and sugars, like gluten. This is a win-win all around. And if you cook your soaked grains, you'll have even better digestive benefits. So let's spread the word to those we care about. Oatmeal is one of those things that people eat habitually, every single morning. That's why it's important to spread the word. Although I don't usually consume oatmeal or most grains, I felt the need to focus on this recipe because many of my closest friends and family are enjoying oatmeal on a regular basis. My goal with My Longevity Kitchen is to help explain how we can maximize the nutrients in our food and minimize toxins. And my passion lies in the ways of our ancestors and their time-honored traditional cooking methods. Oatmeal can be nutritious, or quite the opposite. Scroll all the way down this post to see my nourishing overnight oats recipe. So here are some more tips about oats. Always eat your oats and grains with a healthy fat, like grass-fed butter or grass-fed cream, coconut milk, or coconut oil. The fats are necessary for us to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins in the grains. Also, never buy your cracked or rolled oats in the bulk bin. You want them being sold in a sealed package so the oils in these grains don't go rancid and cause free radicals in our body. And it's a tremendous help to use a probiotic-rich liquid while soaking, such as whey, like I mentioned. This is the liquid on top of your plain yogurt. You can also use buttermilk or even just the yogurt, whole milk kefir, coconut kefir. All of this while soaking your oats. This helps to break down the phytic acid the most. and inhibits any harmful bacteria from growing. If you're completely against dairy, though, you can try another acidic medium like lemon or apple cider vinegar. But you should probably consider adding another gluten-free grain like buckwheat groats, which are not actually a grain, but they are gluten-free. These help break down the phytic acid in those stubborn oats even more. All these soaking methods will encourage the beneficial bacteria, enzymatic release, and proper breakdown of those stingy phytates in grains. That's why you'll see this recipe recommends that you add up to 2 tablespoons of one of these soaking liquids. So here's more about liquid whey. It's also called acid whey, a byproduct from making unripened fresh cheeses. It's been prescribed for an assortment of human ailments throughout history, even by Hippocrates himself in 460 BC. Cool, huh? Throughout the Middle Ages, doctors continued to prescribe whey so much that whey houses were popping up all over Western Europe. They treated everything from arthritis to anemia with whey. Whoa. Whey supplies lactobacilli, which are important probiotics. The homemade stuff has many uses, including when you're making lacto-fermented vegetables like traditional pickling or sauerkraut. Whey is also used in condiments or beverages like kefir or cultured mayonnaise, or when you're soaking and sprouting nuts or grains like we are here. The lactic acid in the whey helps break down those stubborn grains. Traditional uses even include adding whey to sauces and soups. If you don't cook or reheat the soup after adding it, you'll get all these enzymatic benefits which help with digestion and nutrient availability. So how do you make your own whey so you can have it whenever you want? It's easy. Step 1, get thee to a grocery store for some quality, plain, full-fat yogurt. Seek out brands that have active cultures. The label should say somewhere that it has lactobacillus, that healthy probiotic I mentioned, or it'll say it has live active cultures. You also want organic, any yogurt that's made from the milk of pasture-raised animals like cows, goats, or sheep is great, and a non-homogenized version. This means there's less processing and the cream rises to the top like it's supposed to. Okay, step 2, you've got your yogurt already. Now line a mesh strainer with a thin dish towel or muslin if you're lucky enough to get your hands on some and place it over a bowl to rest. Add the plain yogurt into the lined strainer and let it sit at room temperature for like 5 hours. You'll notice the acid whey is dripping into the bowl underneath. Step 3. Actually, you can stop here. You already collected some whey, but traditionally you would gently gather the ends of your cloth without squeezing and just tie it around a wooden spoon so it can hang over a bowl and drip even more of the whey. A lot of times you might want to switch to a pitcher instead of a bowl at this point because the sack will be hanging too low. So you might leave this overnight, and that way it would stop dripping by morning and you'd have all the whey you desire. I've even tied the cloth on a high oven rack before and left it in the oven to drip into a bowl that I placed on the lower rack. Some people tie the sack on the faucet head and let it drip into a bowl in the sink. You can do it however you'd like. Now you have plenty of whey, which will keep just fine in a glass jar kept in the refrigerator for 6 months. Bonus, the cheese left behind in the sack is basically cream cheese, perfect for dips and spreads, and this will keep for a month in the refrigerator. So do you want to learn more about this phytic acid stuff? What about traditional methods and soaking grains? My biggest inspiration thus far is the cookbook called Nourishing Traditions. You should check it out if this topic of traditional food preparations interests you. There's tons of info here on phytic acid and soaking grains. Check out the blog post for all of these links, including scientific studies. And finally, the nourishing overnight oats recipe with cinnamon, banana, and pecans. Hope you enjoy.